من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. We are still doing this chapter that a person should be very careful following the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the adab of the sunnahs, adab of deen. In other words, we must follow the whole of deen. Sometimes shaitan puts in our minds that if we just follow the faras, etc., that is sufficient. But no, deen, Allah says, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into the whole of deen. Every part of deen is extremely important. As we understand, iman is the most important. And then all the farais, namaz, roza, zakat, what Allah has made farad. And then the wajibat, the sunnat, the muakkada, etc. And right at the bottom of the list, we find the adab, the etiquettes. And that have been taught to us that they are so important that it is said, ba adab, ba nasib. How much of adab, etiquettes a person has got, so much his nasib, his share, his taqdeer opens to him. From naught to 100%, how much adab a person has got, so much he gets from Allah Ta'ala. And be adab, be nasib. A person who has got no adab, he gets nothing. That is, if he's zero, no adab, no respect for matters of deen, for elders, for people of deen, etc., then he gets nothing. And further, there is bad adab, bad nasib. A person who is minus in adab, he is disrespectful, and he doesn't show and is rude, vulgar, then he goes down minus, and there's no limit of going down also. So the adab, when we see they are so important, then the rest, all the sunnahs, mustahabbat, the sunnati muakkada, the wajibat, etc., how important are they not? So with regard to the importance of sunnat, in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, and many people say sunnat is only sunnat, it's the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah has stressed the importance of sunnat in the Quran Sharif. Yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, never ever, and the qasam of your Allah, by Allah, Allah is swearing that a person will not have iman, perfect and complete iman, حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until they don't make you their judge, their decision maker, in the arguments they have between them. That is, in all our matters, for us today, we must see what is the sunnah. And on that we must become united, and on that we must practice. Today we find lot arguments taking place, that some people are called that they are too petty, or that they are too strict, too extreme. But to follow every sunnah is so important. So when we have this argument, somebody says, like for example, a lady says, I'm not extreme. I pray my 5 times namaz, and I watch TV also. So that is not a matter of being lenient or anything. It's like somebody saying, I eat healthy food, and I eat poison also. What's the use of eating all that healthy food? Poison will destroy, will kill a person. So all haram a person practices. But that is what is regarded, that you are broad-minded, that you accommodate everyone, which is totally wrong. So in all matters, we must see what Sharia tells us. And we have to follow the sunnah, and we have to follow it to the T. That is, what it is proverbial, complete, and to the T, literally, the last T of the sunnah, the last T, that also we must follow. In other words, we must follow sunnah fully and completely. Of course, we are weak, we cannot manage it, so we make tawbah istighfar. On that, Allah will inshallah forgive us also, and Allah will give us that sunnah which we could not make amal on. We should not justify ourselves that we can't make amal on the faras, that is all. Then eventually our iman will also go. If we start becoming lax and relaxed, then eventually Allah protect us, our iman will also go. So Allah says in all your matters that to make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam your decision maker, his sunnat, follow that. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا, and so much so that after that you must not find any reservation in your heart that why did I do this, this should not have been done, we should have gone to the secular courts rather going to the ulama for a decision, we should have done this, etc. No, don't have any reservation. مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ, of that which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has decided for you. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, and surrender yourself totally to the teachings, to the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ayat was revealed on the occasion when a Jew and a munafiq who looks like a Muslim and he behaved and outwardly he was a Muslim, they had a dispute between them. So the Jew said, let us go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and get our decision that what must be done. So they came, they presented their cases, and the Jew was in the right. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided the case and the matter in favor of the Jew. The Muslim who appeared like a Muslim but he was a munafiq. So he said, after that he said, let us go to Sayyidina Umar for a decision. That is haram. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a decision, cannot go to anyone else. But he thought that Hazrat Umar hates the Jews and he's totally against the Jews. So he will make a decision against the Jew. So they went to Hazrat Umar, they presented their case. So Hazrat Umar said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made a decision already. They said, yes. And then he said, just give me a little time, let me go in my house. When he went, he came out with a sword and he killed the Muslim, that is, that munafiq. And he said, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a decision, you're coming to me for a decision. Allah's Rasul's decision is the last and the final. So we also see how many of our matters, when it's a dispute of divorce, etc., maintenance of the children, we go to the secular courts, etc., and we don't turn to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many other matters? We go to other people. We go to all these types of faith healers, and we go to people who advise and that. To therapists, to psychologists, etc. We should go to the ulama. And those ulama who will give us guidance on Quran and Hadith. We can't go to counselors, etc. We can't go to anyone else, any therapy, anything which is not according to Quran and Hadith. We cannot go there at all. Otherwise, our iman is in great jeopardy. If we go to anyone else, any of the faith healers, any of the new terms that are used, funny terms that are used, we must go to Quran and Sunnah. Any problem we have, we should not turn to anyone, turn to Quran and Hadith. That is what is required from us. So this is a very important teaching, and it teaches us in all our matters. We mustn't dress like other people, dress like Muslims. Even if it is weekends, or even if it is our children, them also we must not let them dress, or not dress them like non-Muslims. We are Muslims, and we are 24-hour Muslims. We are, in the weekends also we are Muslims, and if we go for a holiday also we are Muslims. We are Muslims all the time. So we must maintain that, our namazas, our etiquette, etc. And we have to enter into Islam fully. So Allah give us this proper understanding of our deen and not copy the people of the kuffar, etc. And unfortunately, this wrong idea that we have got, but this is only a sunnah after all. That we cannot be little a sunnah in the least, but one person who went to a great alim, Maulana Imran Bhopali rahmatullahi alayh, and in the discussion, he said, but this is only sunnah. So Maulana said, what you are saying is correct. It is only sunnah. But the way you said it, that sunnah is not important, that is kufr, the way you said it. So sunnah is very, very important. Today, and this is a great quality of the ulama of Deoband. They hold, one of the main things, the benchmark is to follow sunnah. Therefore, we should follow them in all our methods. Those who are for the true ulama of Deoband, not those who have studied there, or those who are studying there, or those who are teaching, but for what Deoband stands, for the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, for the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the love of Allah, for keeping Akhirat in mind, not making dunya our object, making Akhirat our object. That is what is called the Maktab-e-Fikr, the school of thought of the Deoband. May Allah guide us to righteousness. We have got a short life of ours to live. Let us make it valuable. We are all aware the Islahi Jalsa will be taking place from Juma time today at the Darul Uloom till Zohar on Sunday. So let us attend the programs there and enrich ourselves and see how we can make our Islah, our reformation, correct ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.